This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio Live. I'm Mari Mitchell with special guest Mark Johnston. He's going to be talking about a better way to help couples who are struggling in their marriage. Mark and Heather of High Five Coaching help clients reconnect with their spouse and restore their marriage, even if the spouse is checked out or wanting a divorce. Their methods help couples improve communication, restore trust, overcome addiction, and move beyond affairs and more. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Good. It's great to have you. So let's talk a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you do.
Yeah, so I find that, at least personally, I find my own story great here. So here I was, many years ago, I was on like just a typical track. I was studying psychology. I went through my undergraduate degree. I went into like an intensive graduate program. And so my graduate degree was going to take about 3 years, and I was about a month away from graduating. Now, at the time, I had a growing family. We have 5 kids now. At the time, we had just had our 3rd child born, and I was supporting the family, working 2 jobs and going to school full time. And I let the stress get a hold of me, and I made some mistakes. Now, my program director thought they were big enough that I should be dismissed from my program, unfortunately. And so here I was, even though I worked close to 8 years trying to get my life into a position where, I could finally have some stability in my life, have some amount of comfort. And it was all, I felt like it was down the drain. I ended up having to go work at a warehouse. I was getting up at 4 in the morning and not getting back till 7 at night, because just to support the family, and not using my education at all. When I was studying and in school, I was really interested in marriages, and the opportunity came up to start a business. My wife had really helped support me through this rough time. She made some connections, and it really helped me pull out of a deep depression. And, now fast forward some 5 years later, and here I've helped develop this big business, really successful with clients. We get glowing reviews about people who completely turn their marriages around, and yeah.
Wow, that's awesome work, Mark. Thank you for sharing your story. So what made you so passionate about helping others, about helping couples, married couples, who are having difficulty turn this around? Where'd that come from?
Well, yeah, so at that time, my wife and I had a lot of struggles. She also had to deal with some dashed expectations. And even though we had this huge, amount of debt looming over our head, and we had arguments and fights, we had really come close to, starting to discuss whether we wanted to continue. And at the other end of it, we have a really amazing marriage. And I wanted to be able to give people similar hope. I couldn't be happier with my wife these days. We have an amazing relationship, very close, very open. And I just don't think that, a lot of people have to call it quits. There's something so much better if they're able to push through some of the issues and problems that they have, even if they are serious ones.
Right, exactly. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the role that authenticity played in this for you and also for your clients.
Well, authenticity is a big cornerstone of some of the things that I teach the clients. I refer specifically to some other experts at times. Personally, I really like a psychologist. His name is Carl Rogers, and he's the founder of a humanistic approach to psychology. He had some interesting theories. So he talks about how to have a healing environment within therapy, you need a few conditions. One of them being authenticity. He really stressed that therapists, counselors, anyone in the helping position should be authentic with their clients in order for it to be a healing situation. Now, I actually really like that. Now, there are other conditions, but I think it applies really well to any close relationship that needs healing. You know, when I was going through school, it was really stressed upon me to build up some rapport, a good relationship with the clients that I'm working with. And that, in many cases, can have a big effect on success rates for clients. And, you know, Carl Rogers, he felt like being authentic there helps quite a bit. It's the same thing within a marriage. If you're dancing around subjects, if you're not really bringing things up, if you are trying to put on a facade and you're not being authentic, you can't really talk about what's really going on, and it really dampens any amount of progress that could be had there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very good. So I just love what you said about if you're not really telling the truth. I spent many years, the reason I called my show Dare to Be Authentic is that was my path to growth in my life. I didn't even know who I was, never mind be authentic, because if you don't know who you are, you can't be authentic. But I remember that I wouldn't discuss what the real problem was, you know. I would tiptoe, and that you can't solve anything that way. So I love that that's what you teach. I imagine that's one of the things that you teach your clients.
Oh, yeah. Now, I will tell people that there's generally two things that will two different paths that if they're not really addressed can really pull a marriage apart. Now, this isn't, you know, what I'm going to say here isn't really describe what you need just for a happy marriage. This is just if you don't have these things, it will destroy a marriage. But if you can't be authentic and discuss what you want or need within a relationship, if that avenue is blocked, it will destroy a marriage. Or if you can't be open and authentic and discuss problems, that like those are continually blocked, that will also pull a marriage apart. And actually, it's one of the things that, you know, brought you in your show to our attention was that role of authenticity. I think it's really highly important. And so many couples just don't feel like they can tell their spouse, hey, I really need to have a little bit more emotional discussion with you, or I really need to have that physical connection. And, you know, the reasons why that would be important, they don't discuss those things. It might come across as the husband, all the husband wants is, so they just see me, you know, as this person to have sex with. But when it's really so much deeper, if they could be open and authentic about their needs and why they need them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what do you think the first step for a person who wants to begin to create a happy, fulfilling marriage would be?
The first step, I think, in most situations, and this is what we teach our own clients, is, you know, to have some empathy, some understanding for your partner. And I do think that quite often blocks progress. When couples feel stuck, it's quite often because each of the individuals in the relationship are so fixated on their own pain. For instance, you know, for Jennifer and I, my wife and I, when we were going through this period, I was feeling like, okay, I don't have any way to progress in my life. My career is shot, is what I felt like at the time. I remember hearing the news and I sat in the parking lot for hours, you know, dreading to go home to talk to my wife. I did not even consider for some time, you know, how this might have impacted her. But luckily, like I said, my wife is amazing, and she was able to see, you know, look past her own disappointment or her own fears, and was able to really pull me out of this because she had a high amount of empathy and understanding for what I must be going through. Now, I mean, it was pretty, we had a good relationship before, and it was pretty easy to see, but many situations that I come across don't have that. They present some problems, and then they say, okay, well, this is hurting me. You need to listen to what I have, or the pains or the problems I have. And so that's almost always where we start is, okay, where is your partner at? Why could possibly their damaging, even their damaging behaviors be understandable in some way? Because I'm sure many of the, like even people involved in affairs and other damaging behaviors, they don't usually look at themselves as completely the bad guy, the one that's doing the harm. There's something usually understandable about their actions.
Yeah. I love that. Have empathy for your partner. That really struck me when you said that, because it's true. We're feeling something, or we're having a problem, or we're going through whatever kind of distress, and we forget that the other person is affected as well. Even if they aren't affected in the same way we are, they are affected. So just taking that change in perspective is huge. That's really great that you shared that, Mark. Thank you so much. So
yeah,
what do
it's,
you think?
It's really on. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, like I come across these situations where like a client will come in and they'll say, my husband or my wife is planning on leaving me. And they describe the situation where they're panicking so much. They have so much fear. How could their husband do this to them? How could they leave them? You know, it's almost like this sense of blaming. And really what they need is they just need to calm down and say, okay, well, why? Why would my partner, how could they have possibly come to a point where they would consider this as a viable option to move forward? Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah. So I have to ask you this question, Mark. As we're we have this world of change that we're living in, things are so different. Many people are spending more time with their spouse or loved one than ever. What suggestions do you have? Because, you know, it creates a lot of stress. It creates a lot of time together. Anything that you'd like to say about that?
Well, interestingly enough, I have found even some of my own clients that the close quarters have changed things for the better. Some of them, it has changed things for the worse. You're right. There are times when not being able to get away from each other causes a lot more stress, especially if a lot of your coping mechanisms, the things that would normally help you to calm down, are taken away from you. Like if you're not able to go to the gym, you're not able to get out and see friends and whatnot, that can be highly stressful. So I kind of put people into a couple different camps. Like, okay, are we trying to maintain things and keep the calm down, or are we trying to use this time to grow closer together? Because there are certainly those in that camp. For the people who are experiencing a lot of stress, I would typically recommend that they try to identify, you know, they need to identify, okay, ways to let go or ways to actually have some structure to have some time apart. You know, certain dynamics within a relationship, if one is really pushing for the relationship and is that pursuer type, it's when these close quarters, it's not going to mix well with those that are a little bit more introverted and tend to avoid more social situations, are that more avoidant type. And I think having some clear expectations for that camp of people, like, hey, you absolutely can get off by yourself, or get away by yourself for some time. And, you know, these are going to be really good times for that. And then even having some structure for, like, okay, when are the times that we can spend together? Just so that we're very clear on this, so there isn't this nebulous, vague sort of situation where each is wanting something but not feeling like they're being heard. So I think a lot more structure and expectations, having that discussion ahead of time, can solve a lot of that.
Excellent. What about the ones who want to use this time to bond even closer together?
I think, you know, this kind of goes back to what I was discussing earlier, like the two different avenues that can really pull people apart. Like, so one, that first camp is those that really aren't able to discuss, the problems. In this case, you know, if you're able to use this time to come closer together, I think it's a really good time to discuss, okay, how can we connect? You know, what kind of things do you like to do? I think that kind of couple is much further along. It's probably in a healthier place if they are seeing this time as a little bit more healthy. You know, my wife, just earlier today, she was expressing to me, she said, I need to get out of the house. I need to have some adventure. And I was like, great, let's talk about this. How can we have, you know, that sort of need met under this crisis? And so if you're able to listen to your spouse and hear some concerns and address those concerns and go in a positive direction, or, you know, collaborate on some of these wants or needs, then I think that's a really good place to start, is identifying those things and taking some action.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Mark a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you frustrated losing the same 10 pounds over and over again? Then ditch the diet. Wouldn't it be great if you could lose weight simply by making small changes to your daily eating habits? Presenting Create Your Thinner Self, the weight loss program that has helped people just like you finally attain their ideal weight. Imagine having more energy, feeling better, and looking better. Start your transformation today. Go to createyourthinnerself.com. That's createyourthinnerself.com.
The time has come for us to celebrate who we are and to take joy in what is possible for us. The time has come for us to embrace our true selves just as we are. I'm Elliot Robertson. I'm a spiritual growth coach. Please visit ElliotRobertsonCoach.com. That's ElliotRobertsonCoach.com.
Have you been searching for that one self-help book that can help you address any problem that comes up in your life, gives you the exact steps to make that happen, and can always be there as a reference book when you need additional help? That book is the Fix Yourself Handbook. I'm Foster Ruggiero, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Find your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at any local retailer. Or go to www.fosterruggiero.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G, the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's ivyge.com. And start changing your life today.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Mark Johnston, talking about a better way to help couples who are struggling in their marriage. So, Mark, what do you believe is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
That's a really good question. What I find is, what I'd like people to know, is it is so much better to address problems within the relationship earlier rather than wait for there to be a marriage crisis. I find that a lot of people come to us and, you know, basically they've found themselves in a situation where it's very difficult to come out of. Not that they can't, it's just it becomes much more difficult because they've waited, you know, a year, 2 years or more. Mm-hmm. Even though they might have seen some of the signs ahead of time. You know, if anything, I would really highly recommend that if people are seeing any, you know, any like troubling concerns and they feel like there isn't a good way forward on those things, any good way to discuss and resolve those problems, that's probably the time to go in and get help rather than wait for it to build up to the point where their relationship is falling apart.
Yeah. That's really good. I love that. So tell us a little bit about how you help your clients, maybe the programs that you have, what is it that you offer and how that helps people?
Yeah, so we recognize that, you know, our specific market, you know, at least some of the types of people that we market to, is kind of the person that's in a bit more of a crisis. Now, certainly I love to help people that are at those earlier stages. So because of that, our organization tries to offer lots of different avenues for help. So people that get involved in some of our programs, I, you know, have created a series of training videos, instructional videos, like how do you break down, you know, some of the defenses that your spouse might have put up? How do you, you know, get rid of stonewalling? How do you open up communication? How do you actually build up trust and safety within the relationship again? How do you deal with an affair? So all these things, we, you know, that way when a client comes to me and says, okay, I have these problems, I can help them quite a bit more by saying, okay, these are some good resources beyond our discussion. I also then know that sometimes things can turn really quickly. So we offer group calls each day of the week where our clients can call in, you know, talk with us for about 20 minutes or so and get some questions answered. And then even beyond that, I do the more traditional, you know, one-hour appointments online, you know, over Zoom and whatnot. But we help them by really taking them through some of these stages. We always, like I said earlier, we start them off helping them to gain some better perspective from their spouse or even on their own issues. We then identify, okay, what are the main areas that are going to make the biggest difference if they make some changes, like what kind of actions can they take? And then the biggest difference I think that we've found really makes a difference in their marriage is how do we create a new story within their relationship? Because often when our clients have come to us and their spouse might be considering divorce, they've built up this narrative that says this can't work. We can't do anything. I can't trust you. And that's a very difficult situation to get around. So we coach our clients on, you know, the kind of things to say, the situations to set up, kind of mindset to hold themselves to start to adjust that story within the relationship. And then, of course, we do work heavily with our clients on, you know, that personal development, that personal mindset, so that they can be healthy no matter what the outcome.
I love the part about the new story about the relationship. That is so true. Otherwise, you just keep reliving that story of what doesn't work. That's really brilliant. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Like we found that we could help our clients make some big changes. We could help them to understand their spouse. We could help them to be like this great spouse, husband or wife, but their partner would still hold on to these beliefs like, I can't be safe in this relationship. And we kept hitting this hurdle until we said, okay, we need to do something about that. We need to develop some methods to help kind of influence their partner to kind of see things a little bit differently. And it does make a huge difference in outcomes.
That's great. Awesome. So let's talk about for a minute about how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, so we absolutely are open to people just kind of checking us out. You know, we understand that, you know, not everyone might be a good fit. And even there are certain situations that I've instructed our team to say, hey, we got to turn you away, because we want to make sure that if people are investing into our programs, that it's so if you guys, if anyone is wanting to check us out, we do free consultation calls. They can go to our website, www.highthrivecoaching.com/apply. We're also on Facebook. The group is called the Thriving Marriage. We also run our podcasts on YouTube, High Thrive Coaching over on YouTube. And so every week we are putting out new content or answering questions from our audience. So lots of free resources, certainly, even if people are wanting to just check us out a little bit.
Wonderful. That's great. So it's highthrivecoaching.com. You can also find Mark on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and he's right there with his picture along with Heather, and you can click right into their websites from there. Fantastic. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Mark, something that might be dear to your heart today?
Yeah. So I firmly believe that there are so many problems out there that if you just pushed a little bit further, if you really sat down and said, okay, can I make a difference here, that could turn situations completely around. I found time and time again that when couples actually stick it out, when they actually really examine their own lives, their relationship, the patterns that they've developed over the years, and actually do something about it to bring themselves to a healthier place, they're actually so much happier after the problems than they ever were in their relationship. I think that's certainly true for me in my marriage. If my business partner, Heather, were here, she would be saying the same thing. I know she and her husband went through a rough time and are so much happier actually because of the problems that they had. Just like we were talking about earlier, that piece about authenticity, and, you know, we've learned, you know, my wife and I and Heather and her husband learned those lessons to be so much more authentic within our relationships, but it's because we had struggles. So if I had to tell your listeners anything, is push a little bit further, and, you know, you might have worked so much to try to fix things and feel like you're hitting dead ends, but I just feel like if people try things from a different angle, get some expert help in there, there's so many situations out there that could turn into extremely happy relationships, extremely happy marriages. And so don't give up is what I would like to tell your listeners.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else you'd like to say? We have like 3 minutes left.
3 minutes. I love these sort of programs because, you know, I know you guys talk a lot about, you know, that personal development piece and whatnot. You know, just recently I was doing a newer training on some things about having a lot more acceptance and understanding for yourself and your partner. You know, a lot of times the circumstances that bring clients my way usually involves someone being hurt quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it usually involves someone's weaknesses, some areas that they need some more support being much more highlighted than they typically would have been. You know, I've seen clients where, you know, once they've been put under stress, you know, that kind of trait of being a little bit more organized or being a little bit more, you know, confident can turn into something where it's a lot more controlling or a lot more rigid. And, you know, these sort of situations can be, even that can be really solved. But my point here, you know, that I was trying to make is that, you know, a lot of times having a little bit more, you know, digging a little bit more into, like, okay, why is my partner acting this way? What kind of, you know, where are their actions coming from? What kind of traits are they exhibiting that actually in many other instances are healthy and good? Having a look at that can really kind of change your perspective on many problems. And I think it's a great place to start.
Yeah, I like that. I love the part about more acceptance for yourself or of yourself and your partner, because we're so hard on ourselves. And I find that the harder we are in ourselves, of course, the harder we are in others. So taking a look at that would be absolutely key. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, I had to learn that lesson hard. Yeah.
You can talk about that if you want to take a moment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying I had to learn that lesson really hard myself. Like we were talking about right at the beginning, I, you know, made these huge mistakes. I was really hard on myself at that time. And that was a big hurdle for me and, you know, myself, but also my marriage. And, you know, getting to that point where I could accept myself, just it feels great now. So much
awesome.
Better.
Good. Very good. Well, thanks so much, Mark, for being here with me today. It was absolutely wonderful having you. Thank you for listening in. Make sure that you pass on this show. We will have a replay on it right on the same link, and it's been such wonderful, valuable information. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Catch us next time.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.